Many people are awaiting the next end times event. But what is that? Some say the rapture. Some say the tribulation. What's the truth? Are there any other biblical prophecies that have not yet been fulfilled? If so, what are they? What should we be expecting next? I have been seeing lots and lots of commercials talking about the end times. I hear headlines about the return of aliens in 2016. I have been reading about the Vatican's astronomy project called Project Lucifer. People are making loads of money from fear tactics regarding the end times, emergency preparedness kits, and dried foods. I have read a lot about CERN and their desires to tap into different dimensions of existence by extensive scientific research that enables them to separate atom from atom. I have studied about genetic modification and how science is able to even modify human DNA. With all of this going on around me, and with all of this going on around you, we cannot help but to think that we are in detrimental times. Jesus told us that the end times would be similar to the times of Noah, and all of the things that I disclosed, a desire to ascend into heaven as with Project Lucifer or CERN, genetic modification, and humanism, added onto wicked alliances between fallen angels and man. Our present day does appear to mimic the days of Noah more than any other days in history. In October, my family and I attended an event led by Christian evangelicals, where more than 20,000 people gathered to experience the presence of God. We were told about many current events going on all over the world. We were reminded that Yeshua warned that in the end times, there would be wars and rumors of wars. A prophet said the return of Yeshua would take place in this generation. After leaving the event, my son continually asked, "What did that mean when the prophet said Jesus was returning in this generation? Will he come back when I'm a kid or when I'm old? Is he talking about your generation or mine?" He asked many more questions, and I did not have all of the answers. As a result, I realized that we can easily be misled as Kingdom of Heaven ambassadors if we are not aware of where we are on the prophetic timetable, and we are unaware about what prophecies have not yet taken place. People are prophesying left and right, and are not subjecting their prophecies to the testimony of the biblical prophets, which is leading people astray. People are sitting back with their legs crossed, relying on grace, and awaiting the rapture. This is a false expectation. This is so crucial because Yeshua told us signs so that we can be aware about a season to expect him without a day or time. He told us it's our responsibility to ensure that we are not deceived with false end times expectations that lead us into the enemy camp. Lawlessness will continue to increase, as the birth pains of the end times have already been grumbling for 2,000 years now, and many are growing weary of waiting for Yeshua's return. Do not be one of them. He said the birth pains of his return will be marked by an increase in false prophets, the rise of the anti-Messiah, Torahlessness, lawlessness, a great falling away, wars, rumors of wars, and the gospel preached to all nations. We see all of the birth pains live and in increased measure today than in previous generations. But do the birth pains alone signal that we are seconds away from the return of the Messiah? No.